Dit fragment is genomen uit de onbewerkte en authentieke audioregistratie door John S. Goldsmith en is onder auteursrechtelijke bescherming naar internationaal recht volgens de conventie van Bern. Respecteer dat alsjeblieft.
Prayer, rightly understood, is a practical thing. A life of prayer is a most practical way of life. But to receive the greatest benefits from prayer, it is essential that we understand some of the points that make prayer an effective activity in our experience. Oh yes, may I say that you need not accept this as the only truth about prayer, or even as the greatest truth about prayer, because prayer is of God, and it is of such an infinite nature that there must be millions of people on earth who have gleaned the truth about prayer, and they also will have approaches to prayer and the life of prayer equally good, equally effective, equally deep. So I will not give you this as all there is to be known about prayer, nor even the best prayer, but rather prayer as it has revealed itself in my own experience and in the experience of those students who have studied with me. So this that I give you is the infinite way approach to prayer and some of its essentials. Never close your ears to the subject of prayer from whatever direction it may come to you, because we are now in the first decade of the understanding of prayer. Probably, with the exception of a few dozen mystics, prayer has never been known on earth until this last 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And now prayer is beginning to be recognized universally. And the subject of prayer is revealing itself in the souls of men and women all over the globe. And so by keeping your ears open, you may hear other versions of prayer, other approaches to prayer that will carry you far along on your path. The first thing that I would say to you is this. What should we expect of prayer? The answer that I will give you is this. You must not expect the demonstration of things, of persons, of conditions. You mustn't expect to get something from prayer or through prayer. You mustn't expect prayer to bring things to you, not even happiness or joy or peace or any of these other things that the world is seeking. There is only one legitimate object of prayer, and that is to attain God. Nothing else. If you're praying for anything else except God realization, you are praying amiss. If you are praying for health or for home or for companionship, if you are praying for peace on earth, if you are praying for an end of wars, you are praying amiss, and your prayers will not be fruitful. They will not succeed. I don't have to call your attention to the fact that the world has been praying for those things for thousands of years, and we're in a worse muddle today than we have ever been in the history of the world.